Welcome, friends, to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And today I'm in the studio with a very special guest whose work I think you should know about, especially if you're interested in overcoming degenerative disease. Have you ever been labeled as diabetic, or someone told you you had cancer, maybe a doctor, and you want to find a better way to heal, to detoxify your body? You want to take charge of your health outcome? Well, this man can give you the answers to that. His name is David Rain. David, thanks for joining me in the studio today.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm so glad to be here with you, Mike. It's always fun.
And I want to introduce people to your work. Your website is juicefeasting.com, and that's spelled www.juice and then feasting, F-E-A-S-T-I-N-G.com, like a feast, like all you can eat.
Right.
juicefeasting.com. Now, can you give people an introduction to a bit of your background, and what is juice feasting?
Yeah. So juice feasting is drinking a lot of juice. We've all got a juicer at home. Maybe you haven't dusted yours off in a while. But juice feasting is drinking about a gallon of fresh juice that you've made at home for yourself every day. And everybody likes drinking juice, whether you're a child or whether you're 90 years old. Everybody loves juice. So this is a great way for us to heal. And we're going to talk about that today, why it is that juice feasting heals you. But drinking about a gallon of juice a day will actually feed you everything you require, but put your body in a place where it can heal itself.
But I want to also make sure people understand, we're not talking about bottled, pasteurized, processed juice.
No.
Like orange juice. What kind of juice are you referring to?
Yeah, we're talking about juice that you've made at home. You've gone into the produce section, which may be an alien environment, you know, for you, but you're getting in there and you're buying up about 12 to 15 pounds of produce every day and running that through your juice machine.
12 to 15 pounds sounds like a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, people will come up to you and say, wow, that's the healthiest cart I've ever seen. And then they'll look at you and they'll say, wow, you're one of the healthiest people that I've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah, because all that juice running through you will actually cleanse, rebuild, rehydrate, and alkalize your body. And we can talk about some of that today.
We will, but I want to make sure people have access to your website too. Yep. On juicefeasting.com, you have a virtual encyclopedia, some recipe ideas, lots of things. What else is on your website there?
That's right. We have the whole introduction for how to juice feast on juicefeasting.com. It's like we've given a book away. It goes through about 15 pages of information. I mean, those are web pages, and they're much more than one, you know, textual page a piece.
Yes.
And it explains what juice feasting is, the things that you need to get for your bath, for your kitchen, the types of produce that you need to get, where to get those things, the supplements that you might get for your juice feast. All those things are gone through, things to expect on your juice feast. We take you through all of that, how to break out of the juice feast when you're finished, because you don't just want to break out of it on a hamburger.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, because it might actually shock your system a little bit. So we explain all of that on there, and the reason we've put it on there for free is that we feel that this information is so valuable to the public that we want to make sure that everyone can access it no matter what their economic status.
Now, this is actually becoming a very hot item, a very popular strategy for people to follow.
Yeah.
Who are in the raw foods movement or the living foods movement. Maybe they started out as vegetarians, but now they want to take it one step further. But also people who are mainstream eaters, you know, fast food drive-through eaters.
Yeah.
Who are ready for a change. I mean, does this really apply to all of those groups, or is there any special group that needs this more than another?
What's so wonderful is, first, everybody loves juice. Everybody wants to be well. And this is something that everybody can do. You don't have to go to a clinic or anything like that. You can just do this at home for yourself. And the way we've designed juice feasting is to minimize anything that you'd call a cleansing reaction.
Right.
So headaches, your stomach hurting, feeling generally not well. We've minimized that as much as possible so that you can actually go to work, drive your car, pay your bills, take care of your family while you juice feast. You didn't have to take time off from work and go to some, you know, place and then pay thousands and thousands of dollars to be taken care of. You can actually take care of yourself. This is a self-empowerment program that you do for you.
And the results that people are getting are phenomenal. I know that you were one of the lead researchers on a project that applied this technology or this recipe to that helped people overcome type 2 diabetes.
That's right. Yeah. Dr. Gabriel Cousins has devised a program at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center for helping people cure type 2 diabetes. But it takes sometimes longer than 3 or 4 weeks, which is how long you're on Dr. Cousins' program at the center.
Uh-huh.
It can take longer to heal things like arthritis, or overweight is the big one.
Yes.
Most diabetics are overweight. takes a longer period of time. So I told Dr. Cousins about juice feasting, introduced him to that practice that I've developed with John Rose, who is actually my mentor in Houston, Texas. He's the one who discovered how much juice to drink and for how long. I've taken this and popularized it and gotten it out there in the format that you see on juicefeasting.com. So I introduced this to Dr. Cousins, and he said, this is perfect. Our clients can go home after bringing their blood sugar back into a normal physiology and kickstarting the healing process and then continue that at home with juice feasting. And that's why he's backing it. Right now, we're doing what's called the Global Juice Feast. And you can go to globaljuicefeast.com, and it's an interactive community. Again, that's also free. You just sign up, and you're there. And you can put your picture on there and all of your information and start interacting with people who are juice feasting. You can put a blog on there if you want. You can put videos, pictures, all kinds of things. It's fully interactive. And so we are doing a Global Juice Feast every year. We'll host it in a different city next year. Uh-huh. And people from around the world are able to talk with each other while they're going through this process.
And you've also done a series of videos, right? You've posted a video almost every day of this process.
We are, believe it or not, standing before you. I am 42 days into a juice feast right now. Nothing but juices. And how do I look?
You look really healthy.
Thanks
a lot. Extremely energetic.
Thanks. Yeah, we feel great. My wife, Katrina, and I have been doing this for 42 days now. We'll go 92 days. We want everybody on the Global Juice Feast to feel like they are juice feasting along with us. They know we're on the same day that they are. Of course, you can join the Global Juice Feast anytime. Some people are just doing this for a day. Yeah, just one day is great.
Yeah.
You don't have to go 92 days. So just because this is a 92-day program, we created a program that will meet most people's needs where they're at. Most people are going to fall somewhere between 30 and 92 days to heal the major health challenges that we have in Western society.
Yes.
But you may not even want to go 30 days. Maybe you've never done a fast or never even had a fresh juice before. So maybe just drinking one juice a day or just drinking all juice for one day a week is enough.
You know, they're hearing this for the first time. For some of them, this is new information.
Yeah.
They're not familiar with all the research that's been done on this.
And sure.
They might be thinking, how can, you know, celery juice and beet juice heal me of serious disease? Don't I need to go to a doctor and be treated with medication to treat those diseases? How can you say that plants can do this for me?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And you should be asking questions like that because there's a lot of nonsense out there.
Yeah.
So we are looking at two main things when we're looking to heal ourselves. We're looking at toxemia, meaning that there are things in our body that are causing ill health. Elements that have come in from the environment, whether it could be agrochemicals or industrial chemicals. And the Environmental Working Group, and you can go to ewg.org, you look up the Environmental Working Group, they know there's about 65,000 different toxins out there in the environment. And these things are, you know, leading us to develop cancer and diabetes and heart disease and fibromyalgia, arthritis, all kinds of things.
Sure.
So these environmental toxins are not so good for us, but we live in the real world, and so we're taking these things on. Now, you can eat in a way that causes you to take more of these exogenous, meaning toxins coming from the outside in, more of these exogenous toxins in. So we've got those kinds of toxins. We also have toxins that are being created inside of our body. So if you sit on your behind all day at work and you're eating whatever it is you're eating, even if it's the best diet ever, then your body will still build up metabolic waste because you're not moving enough and the body's designed to move. So that's part of juice feasting, is getting up and starting to walk and get some exercise.
And then having the right nutrients to expel or carry out the waste products.
That's right. And so that's the other half of it, is deficiency. We need 92 elements. That's why the program's 92 days, so I can actually list out an element every day for 92 days.
And by an element, you mean a mineral?
A mineral element, like you saw on the periodic table back in junior high and high school. We need 92 of those. Most of our, like, you know, bread has about like 8.
Right.
But certain plants have 92 elements in there. And most organic plants have about 40 to 60 mineral elements in there. So we need to supply these back to our body because it helps our immune system to function, helps our enzyme system to function, it helps our brain to function, it helps with repair, it prevents cancer, all kinds of things. So we need those. We need enzymes and phytonutrients, of which there are tens of thousands.
You mean to tell me that people can't get this at the McDonald's drive-thru?
I'm sorry, you're only going to get macronutrients, fat, protein, and carbohydrate out of McDonald's. That means it's a calorie-rich, nutrient-poor food, and that's where we're getting into trouble.
Exactly.
So we want to get out of that paradigm and move into plant foods. Plants are drawing all of these important elements in, and we can juice them and get that.
All right, you're listening to an exclusive interview, folks, with David Rain. He's the creator of David Rain's Juice Feasting, which you will find online at www.juicefeasting.com. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more from David Rain. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. You are listening listening to an exclusive interview with David Rain. He's the founder of David Rain's Juice Feasting, which you'll find online at www.juicefeasting.com. And the feasting is spelled feasting.com. And that's like an all-you-can-eat feast. And he talks about juicing taken to a whole new level. We're talking about transforming your health with the right juices that you can make by yourself at home. Now, I have a question for you, David, to lead off this segment. You know, in our society today, we have a lot of chronic disease, more than ever in the history of human civilization, actually. And people are going, they're rushing to the hospital to meet with their doctor. They're being given pharmaceuticals to mask symptoms. They're not being given solutions to solve these problems, to eliminate cancer and diabetes and heart disease and depression and so on. Do you think our society is ready for a new paradigm shift in healing based on nature's medicine?
I think there's a certain percentage of us that are definitely ready for a new paradigm. One of the most hot topics on the internet is medical information or nutritional information. People are looking for it like crazy. They go to their doctor, they get the diagnosis, they go home, they go right to the internet. What's this pharmaceutical I've been prescribed?
Yeah.
What are other people doing? And they're taking that information back to their doctor, or their naturopath, or whoever it is, and actually talking with some knowledge about their diagnosis that we haven't been able to do before.
Right.
So I think we are primed for a new paradigm and people are looking for it. So what is that new paradigm? I think the new paradigm is actually being self-empowered. And that's what we're really looking for. We're going to spend $2.8 trillion in 2008 on medical expenses and pharmaceuticals. $2.8 trillion.
That's a huge drain on the economy.
Yeah, I mean, just to put that in perspective, we spend more on the military than any other country in the world, and we'll spend about $450, $470 billion on the U.S. military this year. We'll spend $2.8 trillion on medical care.
That's incredible.
And that's because we're really sick, and we actually pay more for our medical care than any other country in the world, and yet we're still not doing so well. So that's got to create a discomfort in the public. I'm sure a lot of you out there listening are feeling that.
Well, and most of that money spent is spent, David, not on healthcare, but on sickness care or disease maintenance programs.
Right.
So if juice feasting works so well, or even if we got rid of the, you know, the brand name and just called it juicing, or just taking medicine from Mother Nature, from living foods and drinking that on a very large quantity, if we just said that, if that works, why aren't doctors being taught this information yet?
I read something really exciting the other day, which is that there's a new crop of doctors that are starting to come in. They're young people like ourselves who are actually going through medical school and a little bit younger, and they're getting the other part of the picture. They're like, oh, food's actually more important than we were told. And so they're starting to, what happens is you, when you get a paradigm shift, the old guard starts to go out and the new guard starts to come in. We're seeing just the very beginnings of that right now. But for most of the medical community right now, still the conventional paradigm is in play, which is that sickness makes more money than health does. And so there is a what we call scientific reductionism, or if you ever heard of somebody being myopic, meaning that they just look at one little thing and they know a whole lot about very little or something very little.
Right.
And so that's what genetic research is and a lot of other kinds of medical research out there are finding a pharmaceutical that will take care of one little problem. And that's all it does. And then, of course, you've got the two pages in the magazine with all the side effects and the warnings and everything, or the treatment effects.
Right,
that's what we learned about, right?
Treatment effects.
Right. And so, whereas when you look at something like an apple or an orange or any of the plant foods out there, or you find out about blueberries or bilberry and how that's good for the eye, well, it doesn't just do well for the eye. It also helps to reduce blood sugar. And it helps reverse heart disease or reverse chronic pain or whatever. And so there's this cascading effect of positive ramifications for getting into a plant-based diet. And so pharmaceuticals don't supply that. So basically the medical community is looking in the wrong direction. And it doesn't really need reform. There needs to be a whole paradigm shift. And that's what we're offering with Juice Feasting, is a paradigm shift.
So is it fair to say then, if the leading edge of doctors in medical school today, if an increasing number of those people are now becoming familiar with natural medicines, with juicing, with disease prevention, that's the kind of medicine they will be practicing mainstream here in 10 15 years as they begin to replace the retiring doctors. My question is it fair to say then that juice feasting, if you practice it now, you're practicing the medicine of the future.
You definitely are practicing the medicine of the future. It's the medicine of all time. I mean, we have known throughout human history how valuable plants were. Herbology is as old as humanity is. We've just forgotten in this interim period of about 100 years when the modern pharmaceutical age kind of came up with industrialization and the technological revolution. And we've thought that maybe we could outthink God. And we're realizing that maybe we can't quite do that and we need to be living more in accord with nature instead of trying to control it.
Do you think that part of that is the mindset in modern society today where there's almost a superstitious worship of technical gadgetry in medicine? I mean, people like to have gadgets. You know, they think that must be more effective than, say, a Chinese medicine doctor feeling your pulse. They want an MRI. Even though the pulse reading may actually tell you more.
You know what's so fun about getting into nutrition is, even if you're technically oriented, you will never stop learning about food. We were looking at a book that had all the phytonutrients listed out a few days back, and an apple has like 300 phytonutrients that are just known. Well, what's the influence of all those on each other? We'll never be able to crunch those numbers and figure that out. I mean, an apple, just an apple, is so amazingly complex. And then take a blueberry or a goji berry or something like spirulina, which is a blue-green algae, or chlorella, some of these powerful foods, these superfoods that we're starting to learn about now. This is endlessly fascinating as far as their positive ramifications on the body. So this is where we're headed. This is the future of medicine. And what we're doing is removing the underlying causes of disease. That's where you should be looking. If you have a health challenge right now, you should be looking at, what are the underlying causes? What led this to happen? Because there is a stage progression of disease. It goes through seven stages to cancer. And if you understand those seven stages, and you can just look up seven stages of disease on Google, it'll come right up for you. You'll start to understand maybe how your health challenges came about and why we're using juices and plant-based foods to remove those underlying causes.
So if people are participating in juice feasting and they're bringing in very large quantities, all of these various vegetable juices, some super fruit juices, some super food powders that you also recommend to mix in with that, they're getting potentially over 10,000 different phytochemicals each day. And the scientific side of medicine has no idea what, not only what those phytochemicals do in isolation, but they certainly have no idea what they do in synergy. I mean, to model the human body, the biology of the body, and the response to this nutrition, you would need a supercomputer so complex that it doesn't even exist today. You couldn't model the human body.
And it seems absurd to me to think that we can take one chemical and like alter something as complex as the human body in a way that will actually heal it. It takes more than that. You know, I met a guy who knows how to remake a Stradivarius, you know, the most famous musical instruments ever made in the history of humankind, probably. And nobody knows how to make a Stradivarius, but this guy's figured it out. He studied for years. And I said, so what's the secret? Because everybody in the musical community wants to know. And he said, well, I can't tell you everything, David, but I'll tell you what. It's not just one thing. It's a whole group of things coming together to make that instrument sound the way it does. And that's what good health is. It's not just one supplement or one food or one nutrient. It's a whole bunch of things coming together. It's living a life of excellence and abundance. That's what juice feasting is about, drawing in the most abundance and the most excellence possible nutritionally to help heal yourself and actually take you to a level of health you've never before experienced.
All right, folks, you're listening to an interview with David Rain. You can find his information online at www.juicefeasting.com. And we'll be right back after this break with more of this exciting and intriguing interview with David Rain. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay, friends, welcome back. You're listening to The Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, The Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and the guest who is joining us today here in the studio is David Rain, creator of David Rain's Juice Feasting. And you'll find his website online at juicefeasting.com, where he has helped literally thousands of people overcome serious chronic disease. And that's what this segment is about. And let's talk about the diseases, or the disease labels, as they're given to people by modern medicine. The diseases that vanish when people start to pursue juice feasting. Do you have a list, the kind of things that go away when people heal?
We'll just hit some of the big ones today. Johns Hopkins University says by 2015, 75% of Americans will be overweight or obese.
That's incredible.
Which is the precondition for a lot of other problems that we're going to talk about in the next few minutes here. So that's the first thing. You drink all plant juices for even a week, and you're going to start to see weight loss. It's going to come out of your intestinal tract and your colon. The fat's going to start to go down. If you have edema, like holding water weight on your body, that's actually holding toxins in solution. So as those things leave your body doesn't have to hold them in solution anymore. The phrase is, dilution is the solution to pollution. So your body will just dilute those toxins and hold that water. So you're going to lose some of that water weight. So that's the first thing. Weight will start to go down. And that's a really important one for a lot of people. Helps us feel better about ourselves. If depression is behind, or if overweight is behind your depression,
right,
just by losing weight, you're going to feel better. You have more better feeling about yourself.
And I also noticed, too, a lot of people do lose weight on this. And it's not just gimmick weight loss. This is the serious, sustained weight loss.
Oh, yeah.
But also their skin gets better.
Oh, yeah.
Almost immediately, their skin improves.
Yeah, because the skin is an outer reflection of what's going on inside of your body. And so as your body cleans up on the inside, your skin just radiates. And I actually have had students in the city of Houston, which is a friendly city, but people don't walk up to you who are strangers in the grocery store. And they'll walk up to my students and they'll say, I just had to tell you, you look radiant, which is amazing in a big city for somebody to do that. But you actually do have this glow about you. You look happy. It just reflects from the inside out.
Yes.
So depression starts to lift when you juice feast, because depression is oftentimes related to toxemia in part. Like I had a student whose parents owned a dry cleaning facility, and there was a terrible chemical used back in the 1970s, which creates depression. And once that left his body by virtue of juice feasting and some of the supplements we have, no more depression. Also, because of other toxins that are in the body that are inside of you, like in your intestinal tract or your colon, that you might be reassimilating. So that stuff leaves and depression starts to lift. Or it could be because of a deficiency. Dr. Cousins wrote a book called Depression Free for Life. That might be a good book for you to look into if you're listening right now and you have depression and you want to find out nutritionally what you can do. Depression Free for Life is a good book for that.
Because depression, by the way, is very easily reversed with simple lifestyle changes.
That's correct.
And you don't need medication. Certainly, you don't need to medicate yourself for life to control your brain chemistry. What you need to do is to heal and rebalance from the inside out.
That's right.
And plants contain the medicine.
Yes.
To do that is what you're teaching.
That's right. The amino acids, the proper proteins, fats are really important in depression.
Let me interrupt this list very quickly and say, why shouldn't people just go to the grocery store and buy pasteurized juice? You know, there's Naked Juice.
Oh, yeah.
There are all these brands. They're all pasteurized to give mm-hmm. them shelf life, mm-hmm. which means they've been heated. Why can't they just drink that juice? Why live juice?
Well, it's too bad they have to be pasteurized, first of all, because some of these juices have got great ingredients in them. And if you were able to go to the factory where they were made, where they were fresh pressed before they were pasteurized,
that'd
be incredible. But once you pasteurize a juice, the most important thing I'll tell you about it right now is it raises the glycemic index. Now, we know that, you know, 1 out of 3 children born today are going to develop diabetes in their lifetime if we don't do something to turn this around, which is why Dr. Cousins and I put out There is a Cure for Diabetes, which is shows you that you can reverse type 2 diabetes. So if you drink pasteurized juice, the glycemic index is higher. It's going to raise your blood sugar up higher and then drop it off like a stone. And so you'll experience hypoglycemia. That's that precipitous drop off in blood sugar. Well, all of a sudden you feel agitated, angry, get out of my way. I don't want to create anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. That's hypoglycemia. Get me a cookie or something. My God, right?
Right.
So that's hypoglycemia. Pasteurized juices will do that to you. And we have designed juice feasting to help you get over your blood sugar issues.
And you can only do it, again, with live
food, juices.
Fresh, yeah, raw.
There was a study done at George Washington University that looked at raw starch, potato starch, and cooked potato starch. The raw starch resulted in an increase of 1 point in a person's blood sugar over a half-hour period.
That's it, huh?
The cooked starch resulted in a 51-point rise in blood sugar in 1 half-hour. 1 point or 51 points. What do you want if you're trying to get over your blood sugar issues? And your blood sugar issues might be hypoglycemia, or it could be diabetes or pre-diabetes, or something like candida, which is something else that juice feasting helps us get over. Candida is a yeast, lives in your blood, particularly if you eat a processed diet that has a lot of processed sugar in it, or a lot of cooked or hydrogenated or trans fats.
Ooh, yeah.
That combination of processed sugar and high trans fat, high hydrogenated fats will create
toxic
candida, and many, many Americans have this, probably over 100 million.
Now let's get to the big one, cancer. How does juice feasting, or just intaking these raw, fresh juices, how does this impact a person's ability to overcome cancer or reverse cancer?
Yeah, well, let's first talk about not getting cancer to begin with, right?
Right. So, you know, prevention is the best cure.
Yeah, so we want to be well hydrated. We want to be active. We want to have enough alkalinizing minerals coming into our body, because a body that is over acid will develop cancer. A body that doesn't move will develop cancer. Cancer is basically an advanced form of stagnation in a particular part of your body combined with a low oxygen, acid environment that's toxic. Okay? And everything's just being held there. It's a thickened tissue. It actually, the name for cancer is otherwise known as fungation. Fungus. It's a fungal reality. Like candida is a fungus. So we want to remove the underlying causes of that. And so juice feasting will do that by rehydrating your body. Water is one of your best sources of oxygen, and cancer cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment. Mm-hmm. It will not continue to live in an environment where the toxins are removed, such as the industrial and the agrochemicals, many of which we know are carcinogens. So we remove those from the body by virtue of juice feasting. We get the body moving again, get the blood flowing. We put alkalinizing minerals in there, particularly organic sodium that comes from celery. It's our main alkalinizing mineral, and most of us are withdrawing on that organic sodium bank account and not putting it back. And when you do that, the bile in your liver, which has a lot of organic sodium in it, the bile gets withdrawn on from organic sodium, and the bile pH drops more acid. It should be alkaline, but it drops acid, and that's when gallstones form. And gallstones are a major problem in the United States. Many people having their gallbladders out. If you've heard of people having their gallbladders out and you don't want that, start getting in celery juice. In fact, you can do liver gallbladder flushes and avoid having gallbladder surgery. You want that organ.
How much juice does a person need to drink in order to experience these benefits? Let me rephrase this question. Can a person drink one glass of this juice a day and then go out and keep eating the fast food and have steak for dinner and have the ice cream? Is the juice going to counterbalance all of those other dietary habits?
Well, it'll start to. I mean, you got to reach a tipping point here, right? So if you start out with one juice a day, that's amazing. If you just make one fresh juice and start to get familiar with the produce department and pick up some books that you'll find like on your site, you know, then you start to realize these plants are really important. I'm going to juice more of them. But no, it's going to take more than that, particularly to turn on your physiology to cleansing. You want a clean house. So you want to give your body enough food through juice that it can assimilate these nutrients without having to work for the nutrition. That's why juice feasting works. It's like your boss tells you to go home from work and they're going to pay you twice as much as they usually do. And you sit around for a couple of days and then you say, with all this extra money and time, I'm going to clean the whole house. I'm going to revamp the whole thing. That's what juice feasting does. You got all the nutrition that you need. Your body doesn't have to work for it. It takes the extra energy, the saved energy it has, and it house cleans.
All right, folks, if you'd like to learn more about this, we have recipes available. In fact, David and I recorded an audio course on this called The Secrets of Juice Feasting. You can find that at www.truthpublishing.com. That's available right now. It's a wonderful audio course, 6 hours of instruction, ideas, and recipes on this. And of course, you can go straight to David Rain's website, juicefeasting.com. You can join up as a member there if you want, or you can just read all the different articles for free. There's a lot available there at no charge. Just a wealth of information about juice feasting. The point is, do something now to start educating yourself about how powerful this natural medicine modality really is. It's transforming people's lives, and I think it's the basis of the medicine of the future. Now, we do have to take a break, but we're going to come back after this break and continue this fascinating conversation with David Rain, the creator of David Rain's Juice Feasting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to The Health Ranger Show and an exclusive interview with David Rain, the creator of David Rain's Juice Feasting, which is a new nutritional technology, you might call it, or a process that people are going through to experience phenomenal health benefits. And before the break, we were talking about cancer. But now I want to ask you, David, what about chronic pain, arthritis, these inflammatory reactions? Mm-hmm. Are these conditions also helped by juice feasting?
You bet, because chronic pain or inflammation is behind a lot of different disease conditions out there, and they'll all have an itis on the end of them. So if you have an itis, you're at stage 4 of the 7 stages of disease.
Like hepatitis, which is fine. Pancreatitis.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, dermatitis, any of these, right? But inflammation is something that you can definitely get rid of by doing juice feasting. In fact, that's one of the most common things people come to me with is arthritis or fibromyalgia. So you're going to remove the chronic pain first by hydrating the joints. where a lot of us are dehydrated, and that's why we have arthritis. Also, we've got toxins in those tissues, or acids in those tissues, which would be a toxin. And so those things are removed from the tissue. And once that happens, arthritis goes, whether it's osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, both will go. We've included MSM. If you haven't heard of MSM before, it's a sulfur compound. It occurs in rainwater. It's in aloe vera. You can take this supplementally and it will help arthritis to disappear. So we have that on our website on day 11. Fibromyalgia. I had a student come to me. She had been dealing with it for 25 years. And she said, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars trying to figure this out. I've rearranged my whole family life around it for the last couple of decades. I really need to fix this because I'm scared for my health. 30 days into a juice feast, no more fibromyalgia.
Just gone.
Yeah, gone. Just completely drinking juices. Gone. She went through a stage of euphoria and then actually some depression for a little while over it because she realized, I won't ever have this again. And oh my gosh, I dealt with this for over 2 decades and arranged my whole family life around it and spent all this money and went to all these health professionals and I could have drank juice. Just juice feasted.
Oh my.
So, yeah. And then she pulled out of that. Of course, I was still coaching her. So it does work for that.
But I want to be very clear. You do not sell nutritional supplements. You don't sell MSM. You don't sell the superfoods you recommend. You're not in the supplement business.
I'm not. No, we have found the best things possible to augment juice feasting and put them on the website so that you can go out and find those things for yourself. We are just giving you pointing out instructions, as I like to say, to find the things that you need to heal yourself and be self-empowered.
You're an educator.
That's correct. I'm an educator.
And you've done a lot of research. You've done a lot of writing, and you have personally coached, what, hundreds of people?
Thousands of people.
Thousands at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to set the context, because sometimes people think, well, gee, someone's talking about this supplement, they must be selling it, but neither one of us are selling any of these supplements.
Yeah, I don't own stock in the apple business or the blueberry business or even kale.
I wish we did own stock in the blueberry business because they're really popular these days. But we don't.
So some other things that are taken care of by juice feasting that I want to get to after chronic pain, so we've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Constipation. We could call the United States constipation nation. And you see it out there everywhere. It's the traffic. It's the lines that you're standing in. It's the fact that, you know, things are not happening as fast as you want them to.
Oh, you hear it. Just use a public restroom at an airport.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, if you want to be disgusted, you know. That's a very traumatic experience.
So drinking these juices acts like liquid plumber. It goes right down through you and all this stuff comes out. And that will benefit your health immensely because we're actually reassimilating old, uneliminated waste matter in our intestinal tract and our colon. And you want that stuff to move out. In fact, if it's uneliminated waste matter in the intestinal tract, it blocks that intestinal wall so that you can't absorb all the nutrition from the food you're
right.
eating. You get 90% of the nutrition from your food through the wall of the small intestine. And if it's blocked by uneliminated waste matter, you don't get it.
But this could be a scary idea for some people. Are you saying that juice feasting causes diarrhea or just that it helps them?
It increases the number of bowel movements that you have. Sometimes those will be just a little bit looser than normal, but it's nothing to be concerned about whatsoever.
Okay. And also, of course, you know, the color of your stools could be a lot more green.
Yeah, we like to say that actually, in this case, green is a sign of health.
All right. We're not going to go any further on that particular topic.
For women, if you're having tough menstruation, if you're having clotting or just really hard periods emotionally, physically, juice feasting will help you immensely with that as well. In fact, I suggest to many of my female clients that they juice feast a couple of days leading up to their period and for a few days into their period, and it dramatically changes their experience of that moon cycle that they have.
Well, that's very interesting. What about breast cancer? Is there a particular application for this on breast cancer?
Yes, there is. So vitamin D is really big. We're encouraging people when they juice feast to get out in the sun.
Good.
What we're seeing with the research that you've put on naturalnews.com, a 77% reduction in the rates of breast, prostate, and colon cancer with adequate levels of vitamin D. Your best source for that is just to get out in the sun so that your body will produce vitamin D. So it helps greatly with that. Also, we've put in a proteolytic enzyme called Vitalzyme. What I'm meaning is it's a metabolic enzyme. It doesn't digest your food. It does work in your body to help repair. And Vitalzyme will actually break down that dense tissue, which is breast cancer, to help move that out. We're also removing one of the fundamental underlying causes of breast cancer. Actually, two, I'll mention. One is stagnant lymphatic fluid. Many women are getting cancer in the portion of their breast where the lymph nodes are.
Yes.
Okay. Other one is dairy products. And this may be like, oh, no, wait, I can't let go of my cheese. Look at the China study by Dr. T. Colin Campbell Cornell University. That's correct. The book called The China Study. It's an Oxford Cornell study sponsored by the National Institutes of Health, the American Cancer Society, and the National Cancer Foundation, if I'm not mistaken. 27-year study showing that the main protein constituent in dairy, which is casein, is a known carcinogen. They could turn tumor growth on and off by administering casein and then taking the casein away and the tumors would go away and then putting the casein back in the diet and the tumors would come back and so on. They could do it as many times as they wanted. Dairy is a huge underlying cause of breast cancer. We're not hearing about that still in the mainstream, despite Dr. T. Colin Campbell's impeccable work over 27 years.
And by the way, I want to mention there are some wonderful alternatives available today to cow's milk. You can now drink hemp milk, almond milk. Yeah. You can make your own almond milk at home, mm-hmm. the fresh, which is live and sprouted almonds.
Sesame milk, which is really high in calcium, like way higher than cow's milk.
Definitely.
Way more assimilable.
They use that in Chinese medicine to heal broken bones.
Sure.
They use sesame milk.
Yeah.
You can also drink rice milk. I don't recommend soy milk, but all of these other milks are now options. Basically, what you're saying, David, if I can paraphrase, is you've got to get away from an animal-based diet. You've got to move into a plant-based diet, and they need to be living plants, not dead plants.
Yeah, that's what the research is showing across the board, and new research is coming in almost every day now showing that if you eat a plant-based diet, you will reduce the chance of developing all of these major disease conditions that are ravaging Western society. And if you eat an animal-based diet, you're going to have all of them.
Now, we have a few minutes left here. Let's go beyond just the nutrition and the disease. What does this also do for people in higher realms, emotionally, spiritually?
Yeah.
Awakening.
You're getting really switched on. I mean, I noticed that my students have decided that they are no longer going to ever be bored again. Ever. They want to know about all kinds of things, not just nutrition. They want to find out what makes the world work. They've got books that they want to read. They're re-engaged in their own spiritual tradition, which they haven't been in for a long time. They tend to throw out their TVs. And you may be really attached to your TV right now, but when you start to get into this information and you realize what the possibilities are for your life, not being sick and actually being more well or having better health than anybody that you know, being able to read a book in a day, easy, instead of it taking weeks to do that, you've got things right now that you want to know about. And your life has been taken up by the way that you feel, the low energy that you have, worrying about getting sick, worrying about having enough money to pay the medical bills or the pharmaceutical bills. If those worries start to be taken away from you and you become more vibrant as a human being, you're going to realize you've got stuff that you want to know about. There are people that you want to help. What ends up happening is when you're sick, you're in a pretty much an egocentric place. You got to take care of yourself.
Sure.
You don't have much energy to take care of anybody else. I mean, I didn't when I was sick. But when you start to get well, it's like, oh, maybe I'll start to take care of the people who are around me a little bit and start to love them a little bit more. Or maybe I'll start to live in such a way that it benefits the world at large. I'm going to go world-centric with this thing. And now the goals that I have for myself and the books that I'm reading and the way that I live my life is going to benefit all of humanity or all beings.
And by the way, I want to mention too, you hinted that you used to be sick. I want people listening to know that both you and I used to be extremely overweight. We used to be borderline diabetic.
Yep.
What were you suffering from?
I had chronic pain all through my body, and I had acid reflux disease for 12 years. I spent $50,000 on medical bills with modern medicine trying to figure out what was wrong. And John Rose in Houston, Texas told me to juice feast, which we didn't call it juice feasting at the time. And 30 days later, I didn't have any of my symptoms and I thought I was going to die. I spent 3 years basically feeling like I was going to die of my chronic pain and the acid reflux. I always felt like I was going to have a heart attack.
And now you are one of the healthiest people.
That's what everybody tells me. I'm one of the healthiest people they've ever met.
So folks, if you're listening, you can make this transformation. Even if you're in a place that seems like you have no options, the truth is you do have options. The key is to educate and inform yourself. And in doing so, you will empower yourself. And I think this information offered by David Rain through his website is a great place to start with that personal empowerment and health transformation. Let me give you the web addresses one more time. You can find his information at juicefeasting.com on the web. You can also find a 6-hour audio course that David and I created not long ago. You can find that at truthpublishing.com. It includes recipes and great suggestions for how to make this part of your life. And I want to thank you, David, for spending this time with me here in the studio today.
Thank you, Mike. It's an honor. You offer some of the best information out there.
Well, thank you. And thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this. You've been listening to The Health Ranger Show, and we'll talk to you again soon.